This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Kentucky Derby is this weekend, which I mention not because I follow horse racing super closely, but because all the dress-up makes it a big weekend for the folks at Rent the Runway, the company that lets women rent designer dresses and accessories instead of having to buy them and pay full freight. I also mention it because the company is featured in today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
When I was in New York City a couple of weeks ago, I took a quick trip over to Secaucus, New Jersey, for a look inside Rent the Runway's big distribution center there. From the outside, a run-of-the-mill warehouse. On the inside, though, a combination dry cleaning plant, dress repair shop, and shipping facility. Big, huge piles of UPS envelopes filled, as it turned out, with rented dresses from the weekend before being returned to get ready for next weekend. CEO and co-founder Jen Hyman walked me around.
And the first step of the process is we scan the outside of each envelope, and it's a kind of binary scan. We either need those items today or we don't.
Because turning these things over is the name of the game, right?
Yeah.
You buy this garment one time, but if you rent it 30 times, all the more power to you.
Yeah, and you have to turn it around with essentially a zero-day turnaround time, because most of, for our special events business, people are renting the runway for events that happen on a Saturday night. So when we get these garments back on a Monday or a Tuesday, they need to be at the next customer's house by that Thursday.
They're unpacking these envelopes and flinging these dresses around like they're nothing. And it occurs to me that the article here, the individual thing,
yeah,
becomes a commodity. It's your commodity.
It's certainly not. Each of these items is hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a piece.
Well, so is a barrel of oil.
This is an operation, and
right,
how we think about it is that each of these bins is actually coded for a different level of urgency.
So there's red bins, blue bins, more black bins. Those are all color-coded, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's all various levels of gotta go.
Yeah, so you see on the computer screen here, we've built all of this software from scratch, that we need this Karman Mark Volvo size 10 dress. There's a mark there that says urgency.
And a big exclamation point.
And we checked it in. And the size 8 dress we don't need today. So we're going to prioritize dry cleaning the size 10 dress because we're going to match it up with another unit in the order.
On the way out. Give me the here's my brilliant idea elevator pitch that you came up with at Harvard Business School.
My idea at the time was that we should disrupt the way that women get dressed. So if you go into any woman's closet throughout the United States, you'll see that when you open the doors, most of the closet is black. It's filled with black dresses and black tops. Why is that? Is that because women's favorite color is black? No. It's because it's the most rational option.
Easiest, then right.
It's the easiest option.
Goes with everything.
And the whole point of Rent the Runway is to leave some of your common sense at home and actually try something printed or pink or sequined or fun just because you can.
And I'll tell you what, looking in these bins, and there are, I mean, there's garments all over the place. I don't see a single black thing. There's flowers and spangles and yellows and pinks.
Spangles. That's
aren't
an
those
invented
aren't
word.
Those spangles?
This
what are those?
This is called a sequin.
Oh, all right. Well, come on.
I don't wear many sequins.
That
sounds very patriotic. I love that word.
Point being, there's all kinds of fun color here, no matter what you call it.
Now, interestingly, when women rent from brands that they've never tried or owned before, and they have these amazing experiences, and they take photographs, and they post them on Instagram, they develop positive association and love of that brand. And often, after Rent the Runway, they'll end up purchasing something from that brand.
Wow.
So this is a way for them to discover fashion.
Let's go to the dry cleaning thing. Is it true you guys are the biggest dry cleaner in the United States?
We are the biggest dry cleaner in the United States. I was actually just with the head of operations from Disney the other day, and he told me that Disney is the largest launderer, which makes sense. We're the largest dry cleaner.
How hard is it to get stuff through the cleaning cycle? I mean, you have a whole team of people who unpack them, they bust the stains. I mean, that's got to be a huge part of what goes on here.
Well, there's a lot of talent involved in deciphering how to clean something. Often it has to go through special care called spotting, where spotists are kind of chemists, in a sense. You see all the chemicals that they have in front of them, that they assess what the stain is. They then mix chemicals together in order to get out that stain. And
he's got like a whole bunch of vials and
I know,
and
he's like potions. And
that's crazy.
I mean, he's like a magician.
I have to go talk to the spotter guys.
Please
all right,
do.
All right. All right, so this he's using some air hose or something to get whatever that is on that thing. And as soon as he stops, I'm going to talk to him. Sir, can you tell me what you're doing?
It's called tamping. And what you're doing is you're taking the chemical and flushing it in and out between the fibers. You know, people think you're, you know, trying to beat that stain out.
Yeah,
but what
yeah.
you're really trying to do is just get that chemical to flow back and forth between the fibers. And that's what breaks it up.
So you look when you look at a stain, do you know what you're going to do right away? You got a pretty good idea?
Pretty much. After 40 years, you can take a look at something and say, this is the way you have to go.
What's your success rate? Can you get everything out?
No, nobody can get everything out. You know, I feel I'm pretty successful, but nobody's perfect.
Thanks a lot for your time.
All right.
It's Nick the Stain Guy. What do your investors say? When you say to them, I don't know what we're going to be a year from now. I mean, clearly you've got a strategic plan, but this is going so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I know what we're going to be 10 years from now, but a year is actually harder to predict than 10 years. Because we have a grand vision. I believe that every woman in this country and later every woman in the world should have a subscription to fashion, just like you have a subscription to music or to entertainment. And via that subscription, you would be able to just have fun with this amazing industry that we're in.
All right, so let's get to the checkout thing here. So somebody picks, right? Somebody picks all the clothes off a rack,
okay,
right?
Okay, so these, every single unit of inventory, we will slot it into a certain slot on a certain assembly bay.
Literally a slot where the hanger goes.
Yeah, and that's how we create the orders. And once we get it to a place where every unit in the order is here,
right,
we'll scan them all in, place it into the box.
And off it goes.
And off it goes.
Jen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jen Hyman, the CEO of Rent the Runway. It's kind of a crazy place, that warehouse is, so we took some pictures while we were out there. You can check them out at marketplace.org.